Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? All you have to do to get your share of these big prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your pick, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app. Use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Ask Greg and Greg Pickle with answers to your questions on Penn State football and recruiting. And if you want to submit a question, all you need to do is download our free app from the App Store. That's Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Greg button there, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net, and we will take your question. And if you are the listener deemed with the best question, you win the KSN polo shirt, just like Dorian did last week. But Greg, guess what? Dorian didn't send us along the email address. Send us your email address, Dorian. You could do it through the Ask Greg tab or email me with your email address, and I'll get a hold of you, and we'll send you that KSN polo shirt. All right, Greg, you ready to answer questions?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with Dave in Lehigh Valley. Greg, with one safety position solidified with the return of Brisker, there remains a few options to fill the opposite safety spot, Jair Brown, Sutherland, and Rudolph as options. Ultimately, do you think one of the current safeties will become the starter, or is there one specific cornerback on the roster you could see switching to safety and rising to the top of the depth chart?
Yeah, you know, I think that, of course, it's always a possibility that you can change positions and get guys in that room to help the numbers there. You know, Keaton Ellis is a guy who looks like he could be a safety, so I could see that being the case. But, you know, with a true spring practice here, assuming we have a true spring practice, the guy I'm most interested in by far is Jair Brown. I just think that he didn't get to really flash last year because the you know, no spring practice and then a weird summer camp leading up. But I think he was a talented guy coming out of Lackawanna College, and I might put my money on him to be that starter there. But, you know, obviously Jonathan Sutherland's certainly going to be in the mix and have a lot of say in that as well.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I think everyone looks at the cornerback room and sees the depth there and how many guys are there, and pretty much assumes someone from there has to move over to the safety position. But we'll see how that plays out. Next up is Kent from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Jim. Hey, Greg. Enjoy the show. Thanks for everything. Great show. It just seems like the transfer portal is out of control. It's really changing the dynamic of college football. If you had a magic wand, what would you do as far as changing the rules and restrictions on players transferring from school to school?
Yeah, I don't really understand this whole out of control thing. I think that's obnoxious, quite frankly. So coaches can just move on over and over and over again. We have no issue with that. But we're not okay with players moving on. I just don't think that's right. I don't think that's the way it should be. And I think that, you know, if you want the magic wand to fix everything, let's call it what it is. It shouldn't be a college sport. It should be a minor league feeding system to the NFL. I don't know what else to say. You know, these guys, if you don't get an opportunity to play and you think you can find a place to play, somewhere else, I don't know why you wouldn't, take advantage of that. Now, one thing I'll say is that I do wonder in my back of my mind, you know, we've seen a lot of coaches go to the NFL this offseason from the college level, which obviously is not a transition a lot of guys make. But I just do think that we'll see some guys do that more so than expected for two reasons. And I don't want to say Tyler Bowen did this, but number one, the name, image, likeness stuff, that, you know, that's going to become something schools have to deal with, both when recruiting kids and as members of the active roster. And then the transfer portal is another one where coaches might just say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this kind of stuff anymore. This isn't what I got into coaching for. So it's a reality of the game, though. And I just don't agree at all with this idea that it's ruining the game or it's out of control. You know what? Coaches' salaries are out of control. Spending tens of millions of dollars like Auburn is to put all this stuff in their football facilities, that's probably out of control. You know, there's a lot of other things out of control in college football besides kids wanting to transfer to find a better place to play.
Greg, I have a bit of mixed feelings on this. First of all, I'm very supportive of the players having the freedom to move. Why shouldn't they be able to? Everyone else, as you mentioned, coaches get to do what's in their best interest. The problem, and I'm looking at this as a fan, I followed Will Levis from being recruited to committing to Penn State, watch his development and to see him leave, or even, you know, Micah Bowens, who we didn't even see at all, you know, move on. And as a fan, it's kind of like when free agency first hit baseball, you know, it was like, oh, I'm a lifelong fan of, you know, Daryl Strawberry as a New York Met. I hate seeing him becoming a free agent and ending up somewhere else. So as a fan, you got to get acclimated to it a bit. The other argument is it truly in the best interest of the players to be able to leave at a whim, you know? Was it really in Micah Bowen's best interest to transfer to Oklahoma, where there's also a very good chance he's never going to see the field? And a good friend of the show, Scott Shirley, he made a suggestion that he thought players shouldn't be able to leave until they're already in the program, say, for 2 years, because there's that natural inclination after your freshman season. You don't step into a college football field as a freshman typically and get out on the field as a starter, so you're always going to be disappointed. I don't have the magic wand for a rule change that would fix everything, but right now I guess I have to side for the players and that freedom to make the move, Greg.
I mean, yeah, the biggest thing to me is just that, you know, let's use Khalil Dinkins as an example. He committed to Penn State with every expectation that he was going to get to play for Tyler Bowen, a guy who has obviously developed tight ends at a high level. He is now signed. He can't do anything about it, even if he wanted to. You know, if he wanted to change his mind and go play somewhere else, it would be very difficult to get out of that national letter of intent. And he also assumed he was going to play for Kirk Ciarca, Jim, and he can't play for him anymore either. So if he wanted to go in the portal because what he signed up for wasn't what ended up being here, and he, keep in mind, he's not even on campus yet, so by the time he gets here, what he signed up to do is not what he's going to see when he gets here. I mean, I just have a hard time thinking that, or coming up with any explanation to think that that's wrong or shouldn't be the case.
As I said, I do agree. I do think the player should have that ability, but I also wonder whatever happened to that philosophy that he was committing to Penn State University. He wasn't committing to Tyler Bowen.
Anyway. No, he wasn't. But I mean, if you were, I mean, I understand that, but I think that that, again, is kind of one of these old adages of, oh, it doesn't matter who the coaches are. It does matter. It really, I mean, if you can go play for a guy who's put people in the NFL, or you can go play, like, let's say, for example, they hire someone a little bit off the grid who doesn't have that experience of putting guys in the NFL. Maybe he's a good recruiter. Maybe he's a young and up and comer. I mean, yeah, these guys commit to Penn State because they want to go to Penn State. But the coaches are as much a part of that as anything. And maybe that's not the way it should be. But I think James Franklin even admitted that's the way it is.
When you, I believe what comes into play here, Greg, is if you're a fan, and I've made no secret about that, I'm a Penn State football fan, so I'm dedicated to Penn State. I can't understand a player wanting to leave Penn State. And that's part of being a fan. So I think that emotion comes into play when you see these players very quickly leave. By the way, you also feel that when a coach leaves, you know, there's been all these discussions over the last couple of years that would James Franklin go to Texas or to USC or this year even to Tennessee. As a Penn State fan, I can't see it because why in the world would you want to be at Tennessee or Texas rather than Penn State? Because I'm a fan. So that plays into it. Anyway, let's move on to the next question. I'm sure that's the whole portal discussion and coaches leaving is a conversation we're going to have more often as we go through the offseason, Greg. Let's go with John in Marietta, Georgia. He says, as the transfer portal continues to grow and transfers seemingly are able to avoid sitting out a year, does the Penn State quarterback philosophy change? Which direction do you feel Penn State should go? Continue to try to have five scholarship quarterbacks through high school recruiting, or the potential to possibly pull a higher level, older quarterback through the portal?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, I guess James Franklin and every college coach would like to have five scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. And again, the reasoning behind that is logical. I mean, look at what happened at running back this year. If you didn't have five scholarship running backs, you'd have been in the world of trouble pretty darn quickly. So I get that. But obviously, there's a way. It's easier for running backs to split reps and get on the field than it is for quarterback. I'm not saying anything that everyone doesn't know there, but I just don't know in this day and age if you're going to have five quarterbacks, scholarship guys on your roster at any point in time. I think four is about as many as you're going to get any individual season, just because, again, guys might say, you know what, I'm not going to, especially if it's a young guy. You know, if you bring in a transfer who's a veteran and he's going to play one season and you got guys coming in behind him, that might be a little bit of a different situation. But when you have a guy who's younger and has years ahead of him and looks like he's the guy, I just don't know how you're not going to get every guy, I don't think, to sit behind him and wait. So I don't know if that's going to be possible in this day and age.
The portal has now got to be part of your strategy everywhere. All right, let's get a quick one in. Chris from State College. Five stars is not a guarantee of success, but which five-star miss would have helped Penn State the most over the years?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to go with, you know, Justin Shorter. I think that obviously he's a guy who is just so, could have been
so
dynamic.
Justin Fields?
Justin Fields too. Yeah, that's obviously number one, and maybe that's a little too obvious, so I just ignored him. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I don't know. Fields is up there, no question. He would have made a difference for this Penn State team, or maybe he would have transferred just like he did out of Georgia. Who knows? But yeah, we'll stick with the Justins here to wrap things up.
Okay, we'll go Justin Fields with that also. That's it for quarter number three. Stick around quarter number four. We'll name our Ask Greg winner.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.